Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Pork production continues to grow. In 2019, U.S. production was 5% higher than 2018. The production is expected to increase again this year. National Pork Board International Marketing Director Clay Eastwood says exports are an important way to bring value back to the farmer.
For current data, we have data through January of this year. U.S. pork exports are sitting at just over 515 million pounds, which is the second highest month on record for U.S. pork exports, and up 46% year over year. Now, largely that increase is driven by an almost 150 million pound increase to China. And so we've seen about a 90% year over year growth in exports to the Chinese market. So that's kind of where the U.S. pork export side is sitting. And we know that obviously with the global pandemic of COVID-19, that's created additional opportunity with the Chinese protein gap, but also other opportunities in markets like Japan and Hong Kong. So we've seen quite a bit of change over there, but we're starting to see as consumers and some of the people in those markets are starting to return to work, we're starting to see a bit of that degree of normalcy kind of come back to place, and we should see that reflect in exports moving forward.
The USDA Undersecretary says the USDA is looking for ways it can be flexible in farm program dealings with farmers during these challenging times. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
Some commodity markets and many farmers are being challenged by all of the things that are happening with the COVID-19 outbreak. For example, demand for fluid milk has dropped considerably as schools have closed. Farm to supermarket logistics for some food products have been disrupted temporarily. And as far as USDA programs that serve producers,
we will continue to look to figure out if there's flexibilities to be able to help producers.
Undersecretary of Agriculture Bill Northey, he's talking about looking for ways to be flexible on application deadlines and such for certain programs, and he told us,
we'll continue to look at any upcoming deadlines and be as flexible as we can. Some states have some conservation program deadlines. I think they're looking at extending those. We'll be as flexible as we can be, and we'll continue to look at dates coming up to make sure that we give as much time for folks to be able to get their applications in as we can.
As far as talking about reopening program signups whose deadlines have passed,
no plans right now.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.